Hey guys, today we're going to talk about the wonderful world of non-monetization. So this came up today in our challenge. I'm doing a challenge on my Facebook page this week, all about creating digital products. And something that came up, and then also I heard later on a podcast, the idea that, and I've heard this so many times from like potential clients, people that talk to me, they think that everything in the world should be monetized. They think that even if they put effort, like if they put effort towards something, if they're dedicating real time towards anything, whether that is designing, whether that is curating music, whether that is posting on Instagram, other social medias, creating content, they think that they should be paid for everything that they do. And I'm here to tell you, not everything you do is going to pay off in money form. Not everything is going to be monetizable, right? So one awesome girl, Esther, was talking about, we're talking about digital products today. And I said, hey, you're a musician. So, you know, it'd be really awesome as if you could go and, you know, fill the gap of creating music for people to use on like Instagram show reels or YouTube. You know, people need music for content. People will pay money for that. And then she popped on there and she said, you know, I create Spotify playlists, like I curate playlists, but I don't know how to like make money off of that. And it made me think, like, I feel like when I talk to people about all the things that they could do, they think automatically that they're going to get paid for it. And especially they think you're going to get paid for it right off the back. And some things are not monetizable. Some things you're just never going to make money doing. Like the fact that some people on this planet make money with the posts that they create on Instagram, that is something that anyone can do, but only the really, really, really good and really savvy and really engaging people on Instagram can do it and make a living off of it. That's what I don't think people understand. And this goes back to something that I have said in a talk before. It's very similar to the theme of the movie Ratatouille. I'm sure you guys have all seen that. It's a Disney Pixar movie. Ratatouille is one of my favorites, but basically if you haven't seen it, it's about a rat that cooks. Right? It's a cartoon rat. He lives in Paris. He wants to be a chef and he learns how to cook and he becomes one of the greatest chefs in Paris. And the theme of that movie at the very end, they talk about it and they say, anyone can cook, but only the fearless can be great. So when people say some stuff like anyone can cook, it's true. Anyone on the planet can learn how to cook. It's not like it's rocket science, right? You could just work hard, you read recipes, you try things, you try it again, you know, you put the effort forth, you put your twists on it, you try new things, you experiment. All of that will make you a good cook, but not all of that will guarantee that you become a world-class chef. Only the people that are incredibly talented, incredibly dedicated, and love it more than anything else in the world, those are the people that become great. So there is no guarantee that all this posting on Instagram is going to end up in dollars for you. No guarantee in that at all. Only the very few people that love the platform, love their audience genuinely, create engaging content, put in the time, put in the effort, schedule the photo shoots. I mean, I was talking to my sister about this other influencer on Instagram the other day, and she's like, God, that seems exhausting to have to get up every single day, get ready, put your hair up, do your makeup, have all these, like, shop for outfits that are going to be fitting for your feed, get your kids ready, hire a photographer to come shoot your husband and you. Like, that just seems like an exhausting existence. And I'm like, yeah, but that's her job. Like, that, this is people's livelihoods that are at stake. They're not going to some job and then coming back and doing this in their free time for fun. They're taking this seriously and treating it like a job, like a calling, like their career. And that's what I want people to come away with this is, it, nothing guarantees that this is going to pay off in dollars for you. And I have so many busy business owners that are like, I'm just doing so many things and Instagram just seems like, I don't want to do it. And I mean, I wouldn't have a job if people wanted to all do Instagram and love it, right? Like, I do this for clients. But what they don't get is you're not going to get a return on investment in a very cut and dry, clear way. You get paid on the back end of this. This is building an audience. This is creating brand awareness. This is getting people to know you even exist and then liking you enough to commit to you and seeing updates about you on a consistent basis. So when they're ready to hand you money for whatever it is you're asking for, they trust you enough to do that. What they're giving you is trust. That is what you get from Instagram. Very few people are going to get money from Instagram. Very few. So if you own a business and you think that Instagram is going to equal dollars for you, that is incredibly rare. What Instagram is going to do is the currency that you get from using Instagram is attention, is people knowing you exist, is people liking you, is people committing to you. That is the currency. So you need to switch your brain over what you think you're going to get from using social media, what you're going to get from email. The money that what you get paid in is not dollars. It is awareness. It is attention. So keep that in mind when you are trying to either hire someone for social or delegate time to it. This is part of your job now. People knowing you exist is part of your job. And the fastest way to get people to know you exist is to go where they're already paying attention. They're probably not paying attention to the billboards on the side of the road. They're paying attention to their phones. What are the apps that they're opening up? Their attention is there. So just go there. And that's what Instagram is for.